AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has apologized and called it a mistake, but now we're learning there's more to the story of how the U.S. military hit a hospital in Afghanistan, killing 22 people. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
I'm going to want the full story because I think we have promised the world that we would give the facts when we have the facts.
The Associated Press has learned that U.S. special ops analysts were watching that hospital for days before it was hit because they thought it was being used as a Taliban command and control center. AP correspondent Ken Delanian in Washington.
Doctors Without Borders categorically denies that there were any gunmen or weapons in the hospital or any intelligence operatives. But if the U.S. believed that there were, generally they would take steps to avoid civilian casualties. They might surround the place with troops. They would never order an AC-130 gunship to blow the building apart. And the military is now acknowledging some huge mistakes were made here. We just don't understand completely how they were made.
Although military analysts knew it was a hospital, we don't know if that information ever got to the military commanders who ordered the U.S. airstrikes against the facility. A computer hacker who stole the personal information of more than 1,000 U.S. military personnel gave that information to the Islamic State group, which apparently plans to encourage terror strikes against those on the list. This, according to authorities here and in Malaysia, where the man is under arrest. Ardit Farizi is a citizen of Kosovo. He's being sent here to the U.S. for trial. Emergency crews have been shoveling mud from a section of Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles because of flash flooding brought on by heavy rain. Officials say they're not sure when the highway will reopen. We've learned that one of Vice President Biden's closest advisors is laying out a strategy for him to win the White House. This is AP Radio News. The Canadian diplomat who risked his own safety by hiding Americans during the Iran hostage crisis has died. Our Sandy Kozel has this story.
Ken Taylor was Canada's ambassador to Iran when he agreed to shelter six Americans during the Iran hostage crisis.
Actions of Iran have shocked the civilized world.
He kept the Americans hidden at his Tehran residence and at the home of his deputy for 3 months, then facilitated their escape by arranging plane tickets and persuading the Ottawa government to issue fake passports. Some of Taylor's actions in Iran in 1979 became the subject of the 2012 Ben Affleck film Argo.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Taylor's wife says he died Thursday after a two-month battle with colon cancer. He was 81. I'm Sandy Kozel.
In downtown Philadelphia, somebody broke through the walls of two stores to get to a jewelry store where that person or persons took $250,000 in cash or merchandise and got away. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.